Two teams of turbocharged bodgers wage war with welders to build vulgar vehicles from our citadel of scrap. And this week, it's really going to be a blast.
It's pedal to the metal as we ask our teams to build jet-powered dragsters to race down this legendary strip at Santa Pod.
Taking on our challenge is a team of gas-guzzling naval engineers, the Destroyers.
They're competing with a jamboree of turbocharged scoutmasters, the Ging Gang Ghoulies.
Destroyer!
Yay! Yeah!
Ging Gang Ghoulies!
Yes!
As your high-octane challenge this week is to build a machine that can thunder past a checkered flag in a cloud of burning rubber and jet fuel.
Yes, get ready to strap yourselves in and hold on to your hat, because you're going to build vehicles powered not just by any old engine, but by jet propulsion.
Okay, speed freaks, you have just 10 hours to construct the most hair-raising, buttock-clenching, thunderously fast jet-powered dragster. Wait for it. Go!
We've press-ganged ballistic Bruce Simpson to keep the Destroyers in trim. Bruce is jet nuts and manufactures his own brand of ear-piercingly loud jet engines back home in New Zealand.
To keep the Ging Gang Ghoulies out of the woods is Nick Haddock. By day, Nick's a locksmith, but by night he keeps the neighbours up, building huge jet engines in his garden shed.
OK, guys, bombshell's been dropped. We've only had 2 seconds to think about it. I haven't got any ideas. I know that the gas turbines we use on ships are big beasts. In theory, they're fairly simple, but to build one in 10 hours is not a chance.
Top-class naval engineers, JJ, Adrian and Captain Jim, know a thing or two about jet engines. These Jolly Rogers keep Her Majesty's fleet of engine rooms humming at all costs, and Jim keeps a tight ship. In round one, it was plain sailing for these sailors who scuppered the opposition and rose to wheelie car victory.
Bobberjob Tony, pack leader Bob and Brian, who's always prepared, are scouts keen to earn a badge for this week's jet-propelled challenge. In round one, these rucksack-packing racers were no cubs and roared to victory in a bonkers challenge to build the ultimate collapsible car.
Oh, fantastic!
Yes! Right, guys, yes. I'm guessing turbocharger, gas bottles, maybe something like that, I don't know. What do you reckon?
If we can get hold of a big truck turbocharger,
yeah,
then we can make this work.
The Ging Gang Ghoulies' complex plan is to steal a large turbocharger from a powerful truck. Normally used to boost a combustion engine, they want to turn it into a turbojet engine. They hope to explode hot gas in a combustion chamber mounted onto the turbocharger. This should force a constant jet of hot gas out of the back of the turbo, generating thrust. By mounting the jet engine on the back of a lightweight chassis, they hope to have a top-class jet car, which should propel them down the track to victory. The Destroyers have a different plan.
I reckon we go with a pulse jet.
Pulse jet? Not too sure about them. How do they work?
Consists really of just a bit of plumbing. We have a pipe into which air comes in, mixes with fuel, we get an explosion, shoots out the back very quickly, produces reaction in this direction.
The Destroyer's simple idea is to build a jet engine, which incredibly has no moving parts. By cutting out sheet steel sections and welding them to a U-bend pipe, they hope to explode gas in this finely tuned tube, which will rush out of the back in a pulsing motion, creating thrust. Mounting this giant bent tube on the back of a lightweight chassis might make their plan look like a huge bassoon on wheels, but their pulse jet should go like a rocket.
What sort of speeds are we looking at?
If we build it light enough, maybe 60, 70 miles an hour.
I like that idea. Fantastic.
Steering, axle, turbo, quick.
You know what you've got to look for? Let's get out into the scrapyard. Let's go.
The ghoulies look lively and race out onto the heap to find some pipe and a turbocharger for their jet-powered dragster.
With the wind in their sails, the Navy boys are looking for tubing to build their pulse jet and are literally falling over themselves in their search for scrap.
JJ, boss.
We've got lots of wheels. We're going to bring them back to base.
Yeah, it sounds good to us. Can you bring it in?
JJ thinks the granny scooter's got the perfect wheels for their jet racer.
Right, OK, hang on.
In the scout camp, head scavenger Tony seems to think that a bit of old ducting is just the job for building a turbojet.
Sorry?
Bob?
No?
No.
Sent back to do better, Brian races onto the heap. If he carries on like this, he'll be stripped of his woggle.
That won't be first!
Forward. The lift.
Navy boys JJ and Adrian are trying to reach a piece of bent tube for their pulse jet engine. In the naval yard, Captain Jim and Expert Bruce are moving at a rate of knots.
Well, I'll slice through there, then we've got our whole steering unit there that we can use.
They get busy stripping the wheels off their scooter. The Navy aren't wasting any time, and Adrian drops off a table which they can use as a chassis. In no time at all, First Mate JJ has the table chopped up and ship-shape.
Maybe the axle's
back at Scout HQ, it's all gone very quiet.
They're cutting. They're started.
Yep.
More used to woodcraft than jetcraft, Tony's lost on the heap. Unable to find pipes or a turbo for his jet engine.
Come on.
Gee, I'm up.
Come on, lads, what are we doing?
Not so well.
I want to hear that.
I know.
Nick's got jet lag. So's Bob. Then Nick sees something interesting.
I've just seen some tube which might be handy the other side of the other build area.
Right.
Things are getting so desperate, Bob's prepared to risk his scout's honour.
Yeah, it's just the other side of that trailer.
Tom?
Yeah?
Right, the other side of the other team's build area, there is some tubing, which we need.
OK.
That is sitting there, is it? Can I have a diesel? Can I have a turbo? Good man.
You have that. Could be handy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You okay?
Right, keep going. Need something back?
Anything.
Turbo.
Anything. Also, yeah, I mean, keep looking for the turbo, but anything like that's going to make up the frame, chassis.
Yeah, just try it all in. Just keep banging it and bring it back.
Find.
Give us
we can always chuck it back out.
Although he's hung up his driving gloves, Richard Noble is still the best man to keep an eye on our two teams' jet-fueled efforts today.
Now, what the thing about jet engines is that we're all very used to them, because we've seen them in aeroplanes, we fly in aeroplanes, but, you know, I don't really understand what it is that actually pushes you along with that much force. I mean, there's something coming out of the back of it, I assume.
The jet engine is simply a squirter. That's what it is. It simply draws in air and squirts it out the back faster than it went in.
Right.
OK? So what you're doing is taking air at a certain temperature, putting it through the engine, heating it right up so it expands like crazy, it can't go forward, so it goes out the back, and it goes out the back faster than it comes in, and off you go.
Right.
That's how it works.
So at this early stage, I realise it's very unfair to ask you this now, but I do have to. If you had to put your money on one team, and you do...
I'm with the destroyers at the moment. I think they're moving along very nicely. They've got the major parts together, and I think that's moving nicely.
Here we are, Bob.
Although they were ordered to track down a turbo, scavengers Brian and Tony pitch up at scout camp with a rusty old tractor.
Steering, front axle.
Captain Bob's not happy, but at least the scouts can use the tractor's front axle on their jet dragster chassis.
Coil, condenser.
I don't suppose you can actually get a badge then in scouting for a jet engine construction or something like that.
I don't believe there is. I think there is one for cooking beans and sausages and for safety in the home.
Right.
But not necessarily for jet engine construction.
And there also doesn't seem to be a great deal of equipment in their build area to...
no, there is not.
...to make a jet engine with. They've got a broken tractor.
Broken tractor.
Yeah.
Jet engine.
there's a gap, isn't there?
There's a chasm, yeah. I would say.
The sailors are steaming ahead. Adrian's just discovered some sheet steel, which he hopes to build their pulse jet engine from.
Stainless underneath the black.
Is there?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And like well-drilled deckhands, the destroyers have it cut into sections which will form the main body of their engine.
Teams, you have 1 hour. Oh no, sorry. 8 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
The destroyer's high-tech plan is to make their pulse jet by rolling it out of steel sheets in a Victorian press. By feeding the sheets between two turning rollers, they can bend the metal into tubes, which will form the engine for their jet racer.
Seven.
In less than 3 hours, they've rolled their way into the lead.
Is that our beast?
That's the exhaust tube, that's the flare.
Cool. Next door, the Scoutmasters have got some stolen tube and an oily old tractor.
Oh, no.
Look at that. It'd be fuel in it, isn't it?
Not quite the slick operation he intended. Nick's dreams of building a turbojet are turning into a turbocharged nightmare. Will the Ginganguly's turbojet go up in a puff of smoke?
And will the destroyer's plans for a finely tuned tube be just a pipe dream? Find out after the break. A team of Navy engineers, the destroyers, are building a pulse jet dragster.
Coming through.
Captain Jim's been running a tight ship, and in just 3 hours, the crafty galley hands have turned
have
a kitchen table
like
into a working chassis. And started constructing their pulse jet engine.
A pack of Scoutmasters, the Ginganguly's, are building a very different turbo-powered dragster. But the Scouts are looking far from prepared, with little more than a rusty tractor in their yard.
That's dry there, see?
Out on the heap, the Ginganguly's scavengers, Tony and Brian, should be looking for a turbo. But Tony's now lost a bolt off their tractor. If they don't turn up with a turbo soon, Captain Bob will have their scout badges removed.
Yeah. Let's wash her.
In the destroyer's yard, Bruce is well on the way with the construction of the pulse jet by preparing the roll tubes for welding. On the scrap heap, ever-resourceful Adrian's made an important find.
Found a bottle of propane and some copper piping, over.
Yeah, sounds good to us. You bring it in.
It's the propane gas that'll make their jet go like a rocket. By sparking a flow of propane gas, the destroyers can create an explosion in their tuned tube. Hot gas then shoots out of both ends of the tube, which causes thrust. This explosion creates a vacuum in the tube, which sucks new air back in. When it meets more propane gas, there's another explosion. In fact, the whole process happens continuously up to 60 times a second, creating an incredibly loud pulsing sound. And the more gas the sailors feed into the engine, the more thrust it'll generate and the faster it'll go. But the destroyers can't roll out the entire pulse engine in the press. They have to find a prefabricated U-bend pipe, and what's more, it has to be exactly 3 inches wide. JJ's doing his best to find the U-bend, but it could be anywhere.
Is that okay? Can we hang for something? Stainless?
Big for anything?
Big is good.
Well, in this case, it's not, because we've got to control the gas flow quite precisely. If we have that hole too big, then too much of the gas rushes out there and not enough out the other end to give it a push.
We're running out of options out in the yard.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe if we carry on with what we can do, and then once we've got that far, we'll then look at our options.
Okay, we'll keep looking for another 10 minutes.
It looks like the Confident Navy might have just run aground. Without the U-bend pipe, their pulse jet plans are scuppered.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. Six hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The scouts are far from prepared. Their lack of parts has escalated into a state of emergency. Worried that their turbo plan will never get off the ground, Captain Bob has ordered the whole pack to go out on a route march through the heap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, guys. What's going on there? What's going on now? Have you reached some sort of...
We've got a bit crisis.
You've got a bit of a crisis. A mini-crisis.
Mini-crisis, yeah.
That's
it. We've got a problem with some bits. Right. A bit of box steel. Just a few bits and pieces that we seem to have a problem finding.
But, I mean, is it just because it's heavy to bring in, or is it...
It's become elusive.
Right.
Keeps moving.
So if you all go out, and you're all looking...
Yeah, 8 hours about them four.
You've been out there...
We've been struggling.
You've been wandering around. You presumably know the area quite well. All right, well, go and get your box section and your bits going. Let's all go out there. Go on. A whole lot of you out there. I'll stay here. I'll see you later on.
God, this spice.
Right, having a look.
For weary Tony and Brian, the scrap heap's proving to be a jungle.
Not that bad yet, is it?
How could they not spot this, Bob?
Fresh onto the heap.
That'll do it.
Eagle-eyed Nick quickly hunts down a tube and a fuel pump for their engine.
Powerful.
Hello.
On the way back to the camp, Nick decides to ask rather than steal, chancing his luck with the Navy.
Hey, guys. Have you got any spare one-inch box?
Ever the officers and gentlemen, the destroyers are happy to help a team lost at sea.
So is that right?
That's lovely.
Oh, can I have a quick measure? Oh, it's 2 inch. Oh, if that was 3 inch, that would have been lovely.
3 inch?
Yeah.
Oh, we might have a bit of 3 inch.
3 inch.
Yeah, 3 inch.
Right.
Is that stainless?
It looks like the Ghoulies have got exactly what the Navy are looking for.
Hello, they just got one of those. Is that worth...
Well, if we can find another one, it'd be beauty.
But with only half of the vital U-bend, the destroyers aren't out of deep water yet.
Where'd you find that?
I traded it for some box steel.
That's just what we
door.
Need.
Perfect. Next door.
Have they got any more?
No, let's only have one. So I'm going to have a quick scrummage behind the boat.
Can you put it in the fire copier if you want another one?
Although there's still no sign of their turbo, troop morale is on the up. With everything he needs to build a chassis, Bob the mechanic gets welding.
It's 20 stone. You're going to put it in there.
Richard, I'm trying to get enthusiastic about the Gingang Ghoulies machine. There is something that looks vaguely car-like.
It's coming, isn't it? It's coming.
Do you think it is?
It is. Yeah, and the thing that's interesting about that is it's long and thin, which is the sort of shape it should be. The Destroyers is a much more square car, you know.
Yes.
And that means that when it's actually travelling, it's going to hunt a bit.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you want a bit longer.
You want a bit longer, right, I would think.
But it is quite scary, the prospect of the Destroyers shooting down the runway on a table.
Yes, exactly.
An upside down table.
Well, they have got it nice and low. That's the important thing.
It's a low table.
That's right. And the idea is to get the centre of gravity of the car as low as possible,
right.
So it makes it nice and stable.
So who is your money really on now, then?
Well, I'm still desperately undecided, you know, Rob. I mean, basically what's happening now is that the Gingang Ghoulies who've had, you know, they had a pretty lame start, but they are picking up now. Mm. I think we need to give it another hour or two, you know.
Well, because I want to press you now, though. You can
I
mind.
See.
I'd like to press you now, then.
Oh, well, I'm still with the Destroyers.
Still with the Destroyers.
But only with short head, I'd say.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Oh, come on.
Out in the yard, the hapless Ghoulies are still desperately searching for a turbocharger. Tony's decided to scout out a generator truck.
Hey, Luck. Yeah, I think we got one here, mate.
Finally, the scouts can start to build their jet engine, and Tony's gone from zero to hero.
Oh,
that looks promising.
And at last. What do you think of this one? Yeah, it looks pretty good as it goes. It looks pretty fair.
Brilliant.
Isn't it?
Brilliant.
We'll go with that.
A turbojet engine works by compressing air as it passes through a fan. The compressed air is then channeled into a combustion chamber, where it's mixed with propane gas and then ignited by a spark. When the gas and air explode, They become very hot and expand, rushing out of the jet pipe, creating thrust.
Ginganghoulies, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining, gentlemen.
Yeah. We got to go some, haven't we?
Pack leaders Bob and Nick are hard at work building the combustion chamber for the turbojet engine.
Okay, so...
But with no U-bend in sight, the Navy are stuck in dry dock. And Captain Jim's worried that the opposition might blow the scouts away.
We've got a big problem that we still haven't got that 90-degree bend of the 3-inch stainless steel. So I'd like you now to go back out in the scrap heap while it's still light and see if we can find this right-angle bend, because if the sun goes down, we're going to be shot trying to find it. It is very important.
Incredibly, the ghoulies have really pulled their garters up.
Oh, I like that.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Really. Despite good. A slow start, the scouts have finished their chassis. And the turbojet engine's really coming together. Dib, dib, dib.
Aye, aye.
Oh, my God.
Will the destroyer's pulse jet still be a piping hot plan, or will it just be a load of hot air?
And will the Ginganghoulies be racing along or running on empty? Find out after the break.
The destroyers, a team of naval know-it-alls, have pulled out all the stops, constructing a pulse jet-powered dragster. But they're missing a vital U-shaped tube.
Boss, it's JJ.
Yeah, listening.
Yeah, not much on the 3-inch pipe at the moment. Still looking.
Say again?
Without the tube, the Navy's jet-powered dreams will be dashed on the rocks.
A troop of scoutmasters, the Ginganghoulies, are building a racer powered by a turbojet engine. Despite a shaky start, the scouts are working on their engine. And with a finished chassis, they're romping ahead.
Next.
A team should go 3 hours left! Only 3 hours! 3 hours left, teams! I'm going to panic you! 3 hours!
The scouts are constructing their jet pipe, which is where the afterburner's housed. The afterburner will inject high-octane fuel into the jet pipe and should give the engine massive thrust.
That's all right.
That don't look too bad, does
That's
it?
That's all right.
As hot gases leave the combustion chamber through the jet pipe, high-octane kerosene can be added, which catches fire and causes the gas to heat up and expand further. If this afterburner works, it can increase the engine's thrust by a whopping 30%.
Now, let's get down to the important bit, to your jet engine. How's that all coming along? Because you've got your turbo.
Yeah, all the main components are coming together.
You built your compression chamber that you were talking about earlier on?
That's this bit down here.
Oh, do you want to pick that up for us?
Yep.
Oh, it's a giant tankard that you can drink out of. Finish doing your build. And then this fits onto the...
onto the turbo.
Onto the turbo. The turbo is underneath there, isn't it? Okay. And then whereabouts does it actually go on the...
Like so.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
We got the big tube.
Then we got the rocket.
Wow.
And that's the afterburning jet pipe.
It's proper wacky races. It looks fantastic.
That's it.
Back on the heap, JJ's ship has finally come in. It'll be a 21-gun salute back at base when he turns up with a missing U-bend.
Hey, missing piece. They just need those welds to come on.
I'll do the trick.
My scavenging days are over.
Brilliant. Well done, big guy.
Okay.
I need to see the U-bend. I'm
U-bend.
Very worried about U-bend's the U-bend. I've heard so much about
it. Oh, that's it.
Well, that'll be the U-bend, but that's the bit we needed.
Oh, that was the bit you needed?
Yeah, we had that one already, and we couldn't find another one. However, in here, there is one.
Can you lay it out in any way that it looks might look like it'll look when it's looking like it looks?
If you turn it that way, and put that, move that across that way.
That's how it goes.
Glad you like the symbol or something.
And then combustion chamber.
That's the combustion chamber.
Yeah,
it will be.
It'll go that way.
It'll go that way.
It'll be a combustion chamber down.
So there's going to be more, there's going to be another bit on top of that.
Yeah, bigger
thing. Slide down.
And then, so which way does the jetty bit go out?
That way.
That way. It goes along that thing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So where does the actual engine fit on the car itself? I can't quite work out where the poor driver's going to be wrapped up in engine.
Above and behind the seat.
Let's have a look. Can you show me?
We're going to have a rack at the back here.
Oh, so it's literally, the whole thing is behind the driver?
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's no engine in front there.
It's going to sit here with our U-bend going around here.
Right.
The combustion
and it's there. So there's nothing, the driver's just sitting there with the wild blue yonder in front of him.
Oh, fantastic.
And the sheer awesome power of the pulse jet behind.
I've got to say, I'm really genuinely excited about seeing these roads.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
Can't wait.
I think it will. I'm going to go pop into the chemist, though, on the way and get some of those very thick wax earplugs.
Oh, nice. Mm. And get some of those and some muffs.
And some muffs. You're going to put a pair of muffs on as well.
Yes.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, it can't beat a pair of muffs.
No.
So, bolt the combustor to that on the bench.
Yeah.
OK. Then offer it up to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Ghoulie Gang are mounting their turbojet onto their chassis.
That's better.
The destroyers are finally welding the all-important pulse jets U-bend together.
Team, you have 12 hours. 12 hours remaining.
And now the Navy are back in calm waters. They sneak a look at the enemy's craft.
Ooh.
The afterburner, right?
Ours. It's much bigger than theirs.
Got a little thing about this big turbochargers is a reasonable size. Come off of a truck, but it's got a moving part in it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Foreign object damage.
Ooh.
Take some cans.
But despite the bravado, it won't look good at Admiralty House if the Boy Scouts scuttle the Royal Navy.
It's fascinating to see this one work. I cannot imagine what it's going to be like.
Seriously exciting, yeah. Well, if you imagine, the whole damn thing is going to glow, sort of yellow heat, and the noise is going to be absolutely fantastic. Wow. Great low-frequency shudder.
And what about the Ginganguly's machine?
Well,
is that the turbine that's fixed on there now?
Though? That's right. We're really getting there now, so we're now getting the engine in place. It's turning into an interesting car because it's very high off the ground. It looks a bit like a sort of Ford Model T with this extraordinary driving position.
Yeah.
But it's full of character, I think, as well.
Can you judge now which team you
it
think?
It really is now down to the engine, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you had to choose one of these teams to be on one of your engineering projects?
I'd probably choose neither.
Yeah.
But it looks like the scouts have made a serious oversight. They haven't got anything to start their jet engine with.
We need to try to get this thing going.
Yeah. We haven't really given that a lot of thought, have we?
No. And it's a bit late in the day.
The scouts need to get fast-moving air travelling through their turbojet before it'll fire up and run on its own. Anything which can push air quickly into the combustion chamber should work.
And Nick's convinced that this leaf blower could be just the job.
I think so! Oh, that's got some go, look!
I feel I should be playing this.
The Navy are fitting their pulse jet engine to its chassis.
Is that a tad or a smidgen?
Oh, that goes in there.
That goes down there.
It's amazing, guys. What you've done today is make, well, obviously a giant bassoon, but clearly a very, very loud one. I mean, what's going to happen next then is presumably the fuel input into the... That goes in here and there?
Yep.
Right. And that's the combustion chamber there?
That's correct, with the plug under there, the igniter, to get it going.
Oh, that's the igniter.
And how are you going to do that?
Put fuel in and... Whack the core, give a few sparks. Once she's going, that's it.
Yeah. What looks like a simple bit of tubing is, in fact, a masterpiece of incredible tubeness.
Engineering.
Yeah.
The scouts are connecting their turbojet up to its gas supply.
Okay.
And the afterburning jet pipe.
Sorry.
So what else? What are the final things to do then? You've got to fit. You've got your gas tank.
Yeah,
as well.
gas tank.
That'll go there.
Yeah, that'll go there. Right. That's not a problem.
Have you got that?
That's lurking.
Just a couple of fittings.
Right. Yeah, and then what's this? What the one down there? What does that do?
That's the oil tank.
That's the oil tank.
Yeah. So you've got oil, paraffin,
and gas.
And gas.
Yep. And a battery.
It's a bomb on wheels.
Yes.
It is.
Basically, if it goes wrong, it's just going to go out and stop working. It's not going to... Is there an explosive possibility?
Yeah, one of two things. It could either stop or explode.
Right.
Or just work fine.
Or work fine.
So there is a third option.
Yes, no, that's the option we like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine.
Teams, you have 30 minutes remaining. 30 minutes build time remaining, teams.
It's all hands to the deck for the Navy boys. And a tough hike to the finish for the Scouts.
What's going?
OK, teams, that's it. You've had a good goal.
Stand down, my jaded jet jockeys, and give us a chance to check out your jetsters.
Turn up, let's go.
Well done, team. Well done.
Well done, guys.
Ta-da!
Will the Ginganguly's turbocharged tractor sink the might of the Royal Navy? Or will the destroyer's upturned table, topped with a ballistic bassoon, barbecue the Scouts? Find out after the break. Green light is on for our two teams to test out their junk-built jet-powered dragsters. Both teams will have three chances to race the quarter-mile track. The team with the single fastest round wins the challenge.
We've got the bolt croppers. We can take a good couple of inches off this as well.
But first, it's tinkering time.
Oh, yes, that should do.
The Ginganguly's fill up their afterburner with high-octane kerosene and then give it a quick makeover.
What a yucky colour!
Yeah, we've bent it underneath.
Yeah, on with it.
The destroyers fit a heat shield, protecting the driver from the ferociously hot pulse engine, and then make sure their craft's ship-shape.
Beauty.
As the sun beats down on the asphalt, the teams get ready for the most dangerous challenge.
Well, here we are, Richard, with this enormous strip of tarmac looking rather, and it's rather dominating this very small vehicle just sitting quite there. I've got a feeling it could get a bit noisy.
It's going to get hell's noisy.
We're definitely going to hear it up here, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, certainly are, yeah. And if it explodes, the shrapnel will come up here as well.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to know. I'm glad I've got my helmet on.
Bruce is firmly strapped onto his upturned table. And Nick uses his leaf blower to get the dangerous pulse jet started. With the jet pulsing, Bruce is ready to go.
OK, destroyers, it's battle stations. On the green light, let's burn some gas.
Bruce accelerates smoothly off the start line and starts rocketing.
For a first run, we'll improve on that.
Really?
Yeah, we're only about half throttle.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can definitely get faster than that?
I think so. We just want to play it safe the first time.
Fair enough. How did it feel to actually drive and handle?
A bit twitchy, but not too bad. Not too bad.
Rogers to Llewellyn, are you reading me over?
Now, we're all absolutely desperate down this end to hear what time they got that
go
time.
Go on.
Well, they did a very, very good run, and they managed a time of 37.01 seconds. Very impressive, I no doubt you agree, but Bruce says he's going to go even faster next time.
Next up to the line, it's the Ginganguly's with their turbojet racer.
Yeah.
Bruce holds the leaf blower up to the turbo to get the jet up to speed.
That's lit now.
Something like that. Not sustaining that.
The Scouts are having big problems getting their turbo turning over.
Oh! Stop!
But it definitely did. I heard a poof.
Yeah, it was.
Sort of started.
Yeah,
for a moment.
Something happened.
Is there a spark?
There's a spark for a while, see if we can get
some. Oh, yeah.
So we still don't know if they actually start.
Bruce gives the turbo one last blast.
Go. This is getting serious.
It is.
Ginganguly's, get ready for blast off on the green light. Let's feel some afterburn.
And Nick's off to a steady start.
He's getting up a good speed now.
Yeah, it's coming along.
They're really rocketing. Time to kick in the afterburner.
There's no afterburner.
Very, very evenly matched.
I would say that was very close, wasn't it?
Yeah. Great.
He's done the run.
Achievement. It works.
He got to the end. There were no explosions.
No explosions.
It might have been a bit dangling off the bottom, but nothing actually blew up, didn't it? So that's very impressive.
Down, but it's very, very hot. There was some residual jet fuel in the afterburner, and that just caught light.
Right, so nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
Do we have anything like a time for that run?
We do indeed. The Ginganguly's first run time is 38.19 seconds.
One second, I told you.
That's been very well received down here, Lisa. Well done. Thank you very much.
After round one, the destroyers have the fastest time, but only just.
Bruce is back on the start line, ready to gun it down the track and beat his previous time.
On the green light, it's Sonic Boom time!
Keep on going!
Hey. It did seem to have a deeper resonance.
Yes, it was a lot more power there.
Bruce records a cracking time of 34.07 seconds.
Woo! Man!
Is it faster?
Yeah!
Nick's back on the start line for his second run. All eyes and ears will be on that afterburner.
I've got these on properly this time.
Absolutely.
Bruce starts up the turbojet.
On the green light, you are free to roll!
Nick's off to a great start again. But will the afterburner burn?
Tell if he's got his if the afterburner's working. You don't think it is?
I don't think it is.
Well done. Brilliant.
Oh, how was that?
How was that, Lee?
That was a good run. I didn't think the afterburner kicked on.
Still big problems with that.
Can you read me over?
We're hearing you loud and clear now. What, for goodness sake, is the time, Lisa? We're desperate to hear it. It looked pretty fast to us.
They thought it was faster than their last run. Their actual time was 39.21 seconds, so they were actually marginally slower.
It somehow looked like they were going, well, how can we tell from up here?
Purely subjective.
So with a slower time than their first run, the destroyers still have their eyes on the prize. But the Ghoulies aren't out of the running yet, with one more race ahead of them.
Well, this is the destroyer's final run now, so it's really down to them to kind of try and better their own time, isn't it?
I mean, this is right on the line now. This was the engine was glowing orange on the last run. Not quite hot enough yet. I mean, you want to buy white hot.
You'd like white hot.
Yeah, please, if we can do that. Turn the whip down.
This is the destroyer's last chance for their fastest time. And Bruce has got the gas turned right up.
Oh. Gas off.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame.
Fantastic.
That was good enough for me. The ground was shaking. The actual ground was shaking then.
The pulse jet blew out because there wasn't enough oxygen circulating through the tube to sustain combustion. Bruce looks worried. That last burnout could have seriously damaged the engine. For safety reasons, Bruce retires their pulse jet to the pits, not sure if it'll race again.
OK, Goonies, full throttle this time. It's your last chance for victory. On the green light, dip, dip, dip!
But it looks like the turbo isn't firing.
Looks like they're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, they're not getting any fire there.
Should we stop it now? Yeah.
Looks slightly terminal.
It does rather, doesn't it? Yeah, he's got his helmet off.
Yeah, stop. Shut it all off. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Clearly, he doesn't think it's going to start then.
That's bad luck for the Ghoulies.
Whoa, Nick, what's the problem?
We've got no oil pressure, Lisa. No oil pressure, no go.
Oh, no.
No, that's right. Unfortunately, it'll cook the bearings in the turbo if we run it.
And could that potentially be dangerous?
Yeah. It'll either stop suddenly or explode.
No. That's really depressing.
That is.
Yep. Oh, Ghoulies,
I'm sorry.
Guys.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine, mate. Not your fault. These things happen.
Commiserations.
We've had a good time.
And all that.
Oh, that really is a shame.
That is a shame, yeah. But we have been pushing it. We've been pushing it right as far as it'll go, and that's as far as it's gone.
Yeah.
It's not all doom and gloom. Amazingly, the destroyers are back from the brink of disaster. They've fixed their pulse jet and Bruce is back in the running, ready to smash his personal best.
OK, destroyers, it's time to really push the boat out. On the green light, weigh anchor!
Is giving it everything this time. It's full throttle at gas mark 9.
That has got to be faster this time. It's got to be faster, hasn't it?
Come on, Bruce!
Oh, engine flames! Look at the flames!
Wonderful!
Oh,
well, after a really, really exciting challenge full of noise and fire, there can only be one winner. And this week, with a winning time of 29.78 seconds, the winners are the Destroyers!
And if you thought that was a blast, fasten your seatbelts for next week's episode. Hey!